Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long and visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Donnie Football finishing up with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. The guys will be in here in about 20 minutes. I will step behind the glass. That is where Austin Bechtold is right now. We are taking your call. Some reaction here to this Pirates news that broke this afternoon. Don Kelly extended as Pirates manager. He and Ben Cherington will speak to the media at 3:30 today. That tells me that GMBC is going to be back for his seventh season as Pirates GM. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. We have a couple of calls lined up on that. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. We are about 10 minutes away from that. And What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Now let's get to some of these calls. 412-928-9370. The always passionate, always fiery Greg in Youngstown. What's up, Greg?
You know what? I'm irritated because the Guardians are in the playoffs and their hitting's just as bad as ours. So I don't get it. But here's the thing. Okay, they're going to stay, but here's the thing what they got to do. And Kelly's has to do this too. Set your starting rotation from day one. Don't put Ashcroft in the bullpen. He starts. All these guys start unless you trade one of these guys. Number two, Connor Griffin starts day one next year if his spring training goes well. Number three, trade for that Rooker on the A's. Get a bona fide hitter. Trade somebody. And Sawinski, Canario need to be off this team. They need to fill those positions with better players. I mean, they could make the playoffs because the Reds and the Guardians made the playoffs,
yep,
and they're hitting stink.
Greg, how about the Guardians? They've been, what, I think over 500, 12 of the last 13 seasons. They've been in the playoffs almost 10 times. I mean, it is frustrating to, and you're a guy in Youngstown, you're right in between both Pittsburgh and Cleveland. It sucks to see that team could be the Pirates every single year, but the Pirates just don't want that to happen.
Well, here's the big difference between the Guardians and the Pirates. They hold their players accountable. They don't take pitchers out in the fourth inning like the Pirates do because they're afraid the guy's arm's going to fall off. They get every run they can get, bunting, stealing, whatever they have to do, they do everything to try to win the game. I just feel sometimes this team plays for the next day and the next day. Don't worry about the next week. Go win every game that's out there, because that's the problem with this team. They don't try to win. They're like thinking about, well, our pitcher might, you know, his arm might blow out. Just don't worry about this. Try to win every game next year and put the best players on the field. So I'll let you go.
Good call, Greg, as always. And something else about the Guardians too is that they develop players so much better than the Pirates. That is a drum that I have been beating for a long time. you think, what do these small market teams do better than the Pirates? Yeah, they spend a little bit more money, but it is an amount of money that the Pirates could very easily spend. The other thing that sticks out, what Milwaukee does that's better, what Cleveland does that is better, what really besides this year, Tampa Bay does that is better. Baltimore has done it better in the past. They have developed their own players so, so much better than the Pirates have. It is not even close. Yeah, they'll go out and they'll get some guys. Every team does. They'll bring something in-house. But a lot of those players are homegrown. And the Pirates have homegrown guys, but how often do they work out? Henry Davis. The only reason he's on a roster and will be on a roster is because he is Paul Skeens' personal catcher. So he might as well hold on to that as a former first overall pick. Nick Gonzalez, okay, decent player. I think we overrate him a little bit because so many other guys are bad. He's also a former first round pick. He should be good. O'Neill Cruz fell flat in the second half of the season. He was awful. Brian Reynolds has had his worst pro season in 2025. Jack Sawinski, he looked like a good story a few years ago. That is long over. The guy is hitting below 150. He had an OPS plus of 51 this season. Jared Triolo, at the end of the season, he has the highest WAR of any regular position player on the Pirates roster. A guy that people wondered if he could hit a baseball until the month of August finished with a WAR of 2.4. And I know he's great on defense. I get that earns him some points.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
But by that statistic, he is the best position player on this team. Staggering. 412-928-9370. Anthony is in Indy. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Donnie. Yeah, I feel like this bringing Kelly back, it's just the path of least resistance possible. You know, it's Sherrington looking like he's going to be back again. It's just everything what's his name wants. Bob, it's, you know, keep the payroll low. It's just going to be the same old. So we'll be sitting here in spring, when spring training starts, and it's going to be the same thing. There'll be a 36-year-old outfielder and then a 5'8" first baseman or something like that. And it's rinse and repeat.
Yeah, man, it's frustrating. I mean, we are going to hit spring training 2026, and my anticipation until they do something differently, We will see what happens with Mitch Keller. We will see if they make a move there. Greg in Youngstown brought up Brent Rooker. You know, call the Athletics. Call the Orioles. Call the Red Sox, who are a playoff team this year. You have a guy that you can dangle out there as a trade piece. They have bats. Those teams have bats. Contact them and make something happen. It worked out in your favor this year. They got Spencer Horwitz for Luis Ortiz. There were a couple of prospects thrown into that deal, but we'll see if those guys really pan out for the Guardians. They may. They do develop players quite well. Horwitz was pretty good. I don't have a ton of complaints about him. He played 108 games, 11 homers, 51 runs batted in, a 118 OPS plus. He ended up being their best offensive player by season's end, who played at least 100 games. Triolo, we know that the war is high on him because of the defense, but Horwitz will come back as at least a steady hand at first base, and Luis Ortiz is likely never going to play Major League Baseball again. So that's a win for Ben Cherington. Speaking of Spencer Horwitz, that's who Mike wants to talk about. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, yeah. Hey, listen, not only do I love your passion about the Pirates, but Greg in Youngstown always gets me fired up. What I want to talk about was Horwitz. Horwitz ends up looking like their best player. He looks like their best player, but he only hits against right-handed hitters. If he's in there as an everyday player, his average goes from 260 down to 215. And it's like, is he really that good of an acquisition? Because that's what they ended up doing with O'Neill Cruz. They sat him down against lefties, and he still sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, Mike, I don't mean to cut you off there. I do think given the way things worked out on the other end, it looks good for the Pirates. It looks good for Ben Cherington. Because, yeah, the splits aren't necessarily pretty to look at for Spencer Horwitz, but I think given that they virtually got him for nothing because of what happened to Luis Ortiz. I've had conversations with friends about this over the last week. It's not a dislike for Spencer Horwitz. I just think the Pirates lucked out a little bit there. I think it's fair to admit that. And, you know, sometimes, given how bad their luck normally is, they do need to have things go their way. Because normally they butcher it so badly that, you know, having a guy they traded then be banned from baseball, that's the type of thing that would happen to them. So it's nice that the shoe is on the other foot for once. So this is the Pirates news to react to today. The guys will get into this, I'm sure, but it will be a lot of Steelers coming up with them in just about 10 minutes until 6 o'clock. Want to thank everybody who joined the conversation today. Some great stuff out there from the callers, whether it was about the Steelers, whether it was about the Pirates, college football, anything and everything in between. Austin, great work behind the glass. You will be on tonight from 6 until 7, a little
yes, PM sir.
Team overtime. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy today and a high of 81. The PM team is next on 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football signing off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.